Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Of the Fan Late Night, but with you tonight, you can follow me if you'd like it, as DROTAR on Twitter, and you can follow our next guest, James Merrillat, at James Merrillat on Twitter from 104.3 The Fan. How you doing tonight, James?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I am doing good. We actually get to talk about real sports nowadays. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
The situation is starting to crystallize for a lot of the different situations in sports. And I wanted to touch base with you because I know we've talked about it before. The Denver Nuggets find themselves out in Orlando, and Nikola Jokic is not yet with them. Now, he's reportedly cleared of the coronavirus. He's trying to get down to the Orlando bubble, although the Nuggets are there. But Michael Malone today said that the team was in okay shape but not game shape, and they said that Jokic isn't ready to join them for a couple of days. Given the fact that he's reportedly lost 40 pounds, how much does that make you nervous?
I'm really nervous. And part of that, just to be upfront, is because I'm a longtime Nuggets fan. So as a longtime Nuggets fan, you have to be fatalistic. You have to look at everything and like, what could go wrong? Cause it's going to, cause that's always what's happened with this franchise. So, keep that in mind when you hear my answer, but no, it worries me a lot. I think this is a team that if everything had gone normally, I think they had, I don't know if legitimate championship, potential, but they were a contender. They could have made some noise. I think in this kind of a scenario, they're definitely a contender because who knows what's going to happen, right? It's kind of a crapshoot. So they've got a shot. But look, their best player, what makes them unique is that they are a team that runs their offense through their center, who's kind of like a point guard, but in a big man's body. I mean, that's what makes them so hard to defend and, such an unusual team. So if he's not there, if he's not ready to go, if he's not 100%, they got no shot. And I know everybody's all, excited about the fact that he lost all this weight. Look, I want Nikola Jokic that played whatever his weight was last year against Portland in the playoffs, and I know they lost that series, but they had the quadruple overtime game. He played like 64 minutes.
Right.
He didn't seem the least bit tired. Give me that guy, because he was great in the playoffs. Even though they lost that series in seven, he was great. I just, it's a little bit like when Von Miller came back from his suspension, and everybody was trying to tell us, oh, he put on weight. He's going to come back. I'm like, why? He had 18 and a half sacks playing at the other weight. Why would you put on bulk and take away your best attribute, which is speed around the corner? And then he came back and didn't play very well and blew out his knee, probably in part because he was carrying too much weight. So I never like it when somebody doesn't come back in or report at the playing weight where they've had success before. It is always worrisome to me.
And Jokic obviously was a guy coming into the league. The weight was a concern. I mean, the teams were concerned. He didn't have great dietary habits. That's gotten, of course, better. But there is a difference between losing 10 pounds and 40 pounds. And when you're talking about 40 pounds in season, that's the kind of stuff that, okay, if you want to reinvent your body or whatever, you can kind of do that. But people do that, tend to do that in the off season, not in the middle of this particular season, even though this is a totally unique scenario. It is reasonable to expect Jokic to probably get a feel for the game in a different fashion than he usually has because he's never played this weight, and then minimizing the amount of time he has to practice, that's going to make it a lot harder, right?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it's not that he can't be successful at this weight, but if he came in at this weight and got to go through training camp and preseason and, heck, like he did this year, he spent the first 2 months of the season trying to get into playing shape. Well, he could get used to, kind of his body at that new weight. He doesn't have any time for that. And the game is going to be different for him. I don't know how it could not be. So look, it may be something where like he's it frees him up and he's a totally different guy and he's a much better player at that weight and he gets used to it really, really quickly. That could happen. But there's also could be, hey boy, this is something that's really unusual to me. I'm getting pushed around and I know he plays on the perimeter a lot for a big man, but he still does get down in the post and I'm worried about him just getting pushed around and his ability to rebound and things like that. And, if you say, oh, I shouldn't have lost this much weight, this isn't a good playing weight for me, well, there's no time to fix it. You know, if you come in training camp and preseason in October and figure that out, well, by the time the playoffs roll around 6-7 months later, you can probably have put on some weight and or gotten used to it. They don't have that kind of luxury here, so that's definitely a concern, because it's going to be different, and he's going to have to get used to it really quickly.
And I think what's interesting about this, you talked about that Von Miller comparison, and it's a good comparison, but you could make the argument, if you're Von Miller, okay, I'm facing off against these guys that are bigger than I am. I need a little more bulk. I need a little more strength. Nikola Jokic, even with 40 pounds fewer, is not going to all of a sudden become a speed guy. It's just not right. A part of his game. So that's where I get a little confused. Look, getting healthier is good, and losing some weight is good. But losing that much weight doesn't change his game. That's the part that throws me. What can you envision him doing at a lighter weight that he couldn't do before?
I can't think of anything. I'm with you. Like, he's not all of a sudden going to be an above-the-rim kind of guy, right? Like, you know, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was always kind of a comical stat of, like, he had 7 dunks in the entire season, which is pretty funny for a big man. That's not going to change. He's not going to all of a sudden be just flying through the air and being above the rim and doing stuff like that. So, yeah, he needs to be in shape, and I was not happy that he came into the season out of shape and spent 2 months, you know, kind of playing his way into condition, which, if you're a guy who's got a 5-year, $148 million contract, and you're coming into a season when the Golden State Warriors, who have dominated the Western Conference, aren't the same Golden State Warriors. You need to come in day one and be ready to go. And the fact that he wasn't, I think it's semi-inexcusable. But this, to me, is the other extreme. Like, the way he was playing in February and March before the league shut down, he was playing at a high level again. I want the guy that left on March 11th or whatever the date was, that's exactly the guy I want reporting to Orlando. Anything different than that, weight up, weight down, that's a concern, because we don't know what we're going to get. I guess we know what we're going to get weight up, because it wasn't very good in November and December. We don't know what we're going to get weight down, but I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out, well, what part of this game is this going to help? I don't know. Like, okay, conditioning, he can play more minutes. Well, like I said earlier, he played 64 minutes or whatever it was in the playoff game in Portland last year. And he looked like he looked in March of this year. He was, you know, yeah, a little doughy. Like, that's kind of Nikola Jokic. That's just kind of what he looks like, even when he's in shape. So I guess we got to cross our fingers and hope this puts him in better condition, however that's going to help him, because that's the only thing I can come up with.
We're talking with James Merrillat of 104.3 The Fan. You can catch all his work, by the way, at 104.3 The Fan, including the terrific Timeline 25 project. I went through some of that last night on The Fan Late Night. But back to the Nuggets, James. Now that they look to be at least reasonably healthy, one of the challenges is when you look at that frontline rotation, you have Jeremy Grant, you have Paul Millsap, you have Michael Porter Jr., who is a major X factor on this team. Michael Malone is going to have to juggle numbers in ways he really hasn't had to juggle it the majority of the year. How do you think that's going to work out?
I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to be the odd man out. I think Michael Malone is like a lot of coaches in the league. He trusts veteran players. He's going to go with guys that, you know, he kind of knows what he's going to get on a night-in, night-out basis. It's not going to be great one night and then a disappearing act the next. So I don't necessarily blame him for that. So I think you know, and he made some comments a week or so ago. Yeah, you know, Michael get some minutes in the during postseason. Kind of made it sound like he'll play, but don't expect it to be too much. I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to be the odd man out. And you know, I think if it was a normal season, I would say that was a mistake, because, look, I don't think the Nuggets, I think their window actually starts next year. So this year is all getting guys, you know, kind of figuring out who your main guys are, getting guys acclimated to playing in big games, getting them playoff ready. It's definitely a league where, and this goes all the way back to the, you know, the Celtics and the Sixers and the Pistons and the Bulls, where you kind of got to pay your dues and 1 year you take a step further than you went the previous year. I don't think the Nuggets were in a normal situation were quite ready yet. So my mind would have been use the playoffs to get Michael Porter Jr. ready to playoff basketball, because you need him next year, the year after, the year after. Given this situation, and because it is kind of a crapshoot, and the Nuggets have just as good a chance as, I don't know, maybe 6-8 teams, I probably would go with the veterans here. I would go with Jeremy Grant and Torrey Craig and some guys like that maybe I trust a little bit more. So normally I would not have liked the think now and not think future for a team that I don't think is quite there. But I think, you know, in the bubble, anything can happen. So why not take your shot?
He is James Merrillat. Check him out on Twitter at James Merrillat. And as well, check out everything he's writing on the Timeline 25 project. The biggest sports stories of 2014 are the most recent ones. And there are some good ones there, as there have been over the whole series, starting back in 1995. Thanks for the time, James. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too. Appreciate it,
sir. All right. Thank you. James Merrillat of 104.3 The Fan. Talking about some of the challenges with the Nuggets as they get back to play when they are heading into the bubble. Nikola Jokic not yet with them, and that makes things very, very interesting going forward.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.